It was exciting to do something not only for your radio station, which I love, but also for Eastern North Carolina. I'm originally from Swansboro, so the idea of creating something for my home area was kind of romantic.
So can you explain the process of coming up with the theme and eventually recording it?
Yeah, long before I learned about this competition, my friend Justin Lindley and I would hang out and play guitar together. We mostly played blues, bluegrass, and folk music. So when you presented the opportunity to write for the Down East Journal, I thought that what Justin and I were doing might fit your needs and complement your show. The night we recorded, there hadn't been anything pre-written or composed. I wanted us to do what we always did, improvise. So we found something we liked. It didn't take long for inspiration to strike. Actually, as I was setting up the recording equipment, Justin was noodling around with a chord progression that I thought would be a great foundation for the theme. And from there, we just started layering ideas. He just so happened to have a harmonica on him, and I had a banjo and a bottleneck slide in the back room, and we just pieced it together.
That's great. When you're playing together and all of a sudden ideas just start flowing.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a really fun process.
How many people were involved in the recording process? And kind of explain to me, what was that like?
In total, there were four people involved. There was Travis Garrison, who was our audio technician and producer, William Bewley, an undergraduate music education major who played upright bass, Justin Lindley, a graduate guitar performance major who played banjo and harmonica, and then me. I played guitar and basically just put it all together.
So was there anything interesting or maybe funny that happened while you were in the process of coming up with ideas or maybe recording it in the studio?
Yeah, there's always something that comes up. When we all showed up to record it in the studio, we had unplanned matching uniforms. Justin, William, and I all showed up to the recording studio wearing blue flannel shirts. You can actually see the pictures online. I guess there's something about playing bluegrass that makes a man want to wear flannel.
Now, in the process of recording and coming up with the creative ideas for the themes, was it harder than you imagined?
No, not really. I've been playing music for a while, and I've recorded with groups before. So going into this, I was familiar with some of the musical and technical obstacles we would face. The hardest task is usually finding a convenient time for everyone involved to practice and record.
How much practice was involved?
The three of us, Justin, William, and I, got together two times before we actually met to do the recording.
So, Joshua, you graduated from East Carolina University, getting ready to start your doctoral program after the summer. What do you hope to do with that music theory and composition degree?
I would very much like to continue writing music for my colleagues, festivals, contests, and you know, other opportunities that present themselves. Primarily, though, I do want to teach music at the collegiate level.
What does it mean to you to be a part of this Down East Journal theme project and to be selected as our winning composer?
It was a special process for me. It gave me an opportunity to do something musical I've never done. Before this, I've never written anything for a radio theme. Honestly, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. It was great meeting you. It was great working with you. The whole process was a lot of fun and exciting.
I definitely agree. Joshua, it was nice to meet you as well, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.